This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
All right, let's work out the bugs. What do you say?
All right.
Let's work out the bugs. Hello to all conspiracy theory fans.
Yeah, there are a lot of them out there. You know, they like to grab onto anything they can grab onto.
Sure. Mike?
Yes, Don.
There's a black man in the back room.
Tell me about it.
I don't know who he is.
He's a stranger.
John?
Hi there.
John?
Yes?
Lock the doors.
No, it's too late. He's already inside.
Somebody lock the studio doors.
He's in the studio.
Who is that chap?
That is our new intern, Montgomery.
Do you mean we have two now?
We do.
We have is Montgomery Polish?
What kind of a name?
Monty.
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 Can we call you Monty? Monty, he gave a thumbs up to Monty.
Monty.
I don't know.
Or we could call him Mr. Burns. Montgomery Burns.
We'll size him up. All right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we got another new one.
How about that?
Another new one.
More fresh meat.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's nice and cool in here today.
Yeah. It's gorgeous. They actually fixed something.
It certainly was not yesterday. I don't know when exactly they figured out that it was over 100 degrees mm-hmm. in this room with all the equipment yesterday. I got to call it about quarter till 2 East Coast time.
Yeah, because they like to, you know, even though the air conditioning, I was told, had been out most of the weekend, they wanted to keep us up to date. Uh-huh. So that's why you and I both found out
the last possible minute.
Holding out hope.
Anyway, they got it fixed, and we're here, mm-hmm. and let's celebrate.
It's friggin' hot. It's friggin' hot.
Right.
I got sweat dripping down the crack of my butt. It's friggin' hot. It's friggin' hot.
Right.
My nose is all dried up. I can't even make snot.
Tell me.
The next person to say to me at 100 plus degrees, well, at least it's a dry heat. No.
Shut up.
It's friggin' hot.
Right.
It's friggin' hot. It's like we all live in an oven. We're human tater tots. It's friggin' hot. It's friggin' hot.
I love the song stylings of this, the Spider-Man song guy.
Oh. I know that it's summer, yes, I realize this. Sure, it's better than rain, but this is friggin' ridiculous.
It's longer than most of his songs.
Yeah. It's friggin' hot.
Friggin' hot.
The sweat now's dripping off my across my balloon knot. It's friggin' hot.
It's hot.
It's friggin' hot.
It's friggin' hot.
A simple case of swamp ass has turned into crotch rot. I've torched my thighs, scorched my ass, burned the fingerprints off both of my hands. Why? It's friggin' hot.
Hot.
It's friggin' hot.
It's friggin' hot.
It's friggin' hot.
Oh, beautiful.
It's friggin' hot.
Beautiful.
It's pretty hot.
It's friggin' hot outside.
He's no Sammy Davis Jr., but...
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Hi, everybody.
Yankee Doodle Doodle Doo.
Hope you had a good fourth.
Real life nephew of my Doodle Doo. Drunk on the 4th of July. I light a lot of fireworks, yeah. Yankee Doodle Doodle Doo. Yankee Doodle went to London just to ride your mama. I am that Yankee Doodle Doo.
Oh, that's not how it goes.
Yankee Doodle Doo.
That's it.
He's not playing right.
I could hear that Yankee 100 times.
Oh, you will.
Yankee Doodle Doo.
You will. Beware when you ask for
it. Yankee Doodle Doo.
And Rob?
Don.
Even though we have a black intern, never forget.
Germany today appears to be beaten. Hitler out.
Uh-huh.
Swastikas.
Gone.
Gone.
Good news for the intern.
Nazi propaganda off the air.
Not here, my friend.
Concentration camps empty.
Cleaned out.
There are ruins. There are flowers. There's some mighty pretty scenery.
Mighty pretty.
Don't let it fool us.
Mighty
pretty. It's still enemy country. We must still be alert.
German.
We must still be suspicious of everyone.
Everyone.
We must take no chances. We're up against something more than tourist scenery.
Right.
We're up against German history. It isn't good.
It isn't.
It isn't.
You hear that, Robbie?
I do.
It isn't good. Have you seen the new artwork that someone gave us?
What artwork, my friend?
The new blacklight painting. The new
velvet painting
of the Duke.
I have not. Oh, of John Wayne. Yes, before we left on break. Yeah.
I didn't see it until I came in today. I thought it was brand new. It's lovely.
It's out there with our
wonderful
with our Elvis velvet painting.
Yes, that's the perfect set.
I'm your father.
Yes, Duke.
There he is.
Someone said it's a really nice velvet picture.
Yeah. Velvet painting of John Wayne, the Duke.
Well, now, Your Honor.
There he is now.
There he is now.
Did you miss him?
We can't do this now. Yeah, I know.
See, funny. I didn't notice it. I don't notice things enough.
He did?
Yeah.
I did notice it, Duke.
But it rubbed his right me a note. I keep my friends close and my enemies closer.
Yes. Oh, amen. German.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Hi, Montgomery.
I don't know.
Well, what is he admitting to?
There he is.
How about we start the show?
Let's do.
Good afternoon, Talkback. You are up next on a throwdown Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Good
afternoon. You, I'll try not to throw you down.
Okay. Go for it.
I'll do my best.
Go for it.
We have a bit of a problem here, which is, and I should alert you to this, your phone is breaking up. So,
Wait, is this better?
Well, much better, yes.
By the window.
Okay, go for it.
Ah, so what I was saying was that I agree with the some such whatnot regarding the vocabularianistic semantics that were used by the previous caller, and I agree with your agreement that the Don and Mike show should continue to...
Stop it. And if the next time you want to do that, you have to adopt a somewhat more... You have to be just a little more clever the next time you want to do that.
Why?
You have to do a talk back. You are up next.
It works. Clever.
The Don and Mike show.
Why? To be more clever of you.
Peter North. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. I think he like 10 to 12 times at one point.
Make sure you keep your pants on.
Wow. Good old Peter North.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
If you think that rape should be legal, then don't vote.
Oh, come on now.
I like rape.
Stop that, Chris.
Look at the size of his unit.
Gay.
That's not gay.
What not?
Uh-huh.
Everybody can suck it.
Oh, hi there, Paris.
Don't never, ever trust fighting.
Oh, I know. Hi, all of our favorite tapes.
That's so gay.
How about some new ones?
Welcome to Paula time.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. Let's hear that again, though. That's a boom chaka chaka boom.
Wow.
Keep your pants on.
Make sure you keep your pants on.
Don and Mike, go home and get your shine box.
All right. This is Sylvia Tardo. There is Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
welcome back to the show.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Hi there, little brains. This is the Don and Mike show. We're back from our vacation. One extra day because of the air conditioning problems. Phone number, in case you didn't hear it a moment ago, 877-365-3636. Let's start today with a couple of brand new stations. We have 99.1 FM, The Man, in Boise, Idaho.
Boise!
And 1290 of all source in Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, Tucson. All right.
So the regional domination of the show continues.
I like it when there's that much mileage between our affiliates. Very good.
Boom shakalaka. All right, this is more about...
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
Oh, that's still good.
You're so naughty.
Thank you.
How about that Peter North one again, please?
Peter North. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Ooh. I think he like 10 to 12 times at one point.
Yeah. You know what I call that?
Welcome to Paula time.
That's right.
Parlor time?
It's Paula Abdul, Mike.
Oh, Paula time.
Welcome to Paula time.
No wonder it was slurred.
Who he?
Oh, it's a woman. For goodness sakes.
This is a moron running the country.
Joe, release the hounds.
Here they come.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
Come on now.
I don't know.
Turn them on.
Have at us. We're here.
It's been 2 weeks. Joe loves turning that busy light on.
We're ready to believe you.
And we're gone. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you guys?
Hi, we're back. We're doing great. Thank you. Hello.
Hello. I just called to say welcome back and miss you, boys.
Oh, you know, I wasn't sure where you were calling from until that giggle at the end. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Oakland, California.
Oakland, California. Oakland, my ass. Shout out.
Oh. Oakland, if you spell Oakland, Sacramento.
Exactly.
Get out of here.
That would be a normal Sacramento greeting, though. Hey, guys, I wanted to say, welcome back.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
You incredible bastards. How you doing?
What's happening?
So are you guys planning to get on the AC? I think you just wanted a 17-day weekend.
Yes,
that's exactly what it was.
Got us.
Nice, wasn't it?
Love got you guys.
Us. Y'all did. Yeah, got it. Got it. Love you. Love you.
Thank you.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, my lady. Welcome back.
Hey, what's up? Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to say I love the Don and Mike best of, but, you know, as you always say, too much of a good thing is not necessarily good.
Yeah,
thank it's great you. To hear you back, guys. Welcome back.
Right, thanks so much. Oh, my hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's happening?
Hi there.
How you doing, man?
God, I'm exhausted.
How are you doing, dude?
It would be.
I'm doing good. Hey, check it out, man. I mow lawns over here in Sacramento at 105 degrees, and you guys couldn't even make it in yesterday?
The very first one. You know, I'm so glad that the Northern California calls are always the first ones to welcome us back.
And what was that you were saying? The who can do what where?
I work all day cutting lawns.
Yeah.
It's 103 degrees.
Okay, let's stop right there. Let's stop right there, my friend. Let's stop right there. Okay. Do you know who Rembrandt is?
Yes, I do.
He was an artist.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Artists have to use their hands to express themselves. It's an extension of the brain, my friend.
If Rembrandt was painting his masterpiece in a room that was over 100 degrees, it wouldn't be the same.
However, if
I understand that Rembrandt used air conditioning. Rembrandt never painted in a non-air conditioned room.
And when it was cold out, he had a space heater.
Right.
He had killer space heater.
He used to keep his painting temperature an even 72 degrees.
Now you, my friend, someone who's not like me or Mike or our friend Rembrandt, artists, if you will, temperamental artists, someone like you, let's be honest, bottom rung labor. For goodness sakes, you're like a mule. You should be out there every day.
The only thing that would elevate your profession to artistry would be if you were working at one of the major ballparks.
Yeah. Well,
you know, where you cut the little American League design into the outfield.
Well, I cut the King symbol in my grass.
In your ground?
In your ground at home?
Grass.
You mean you've got a big enough lawn to do that?
Yeah.
Is that
I'm
your lawn? Hey, hold on. Is it your lawn or is it the lawn for the apartment complex?
Well, it's for the apartment complex, but, you know, it's still mine.
It's still mine.
Well, when they moved to Vegas.
I know. I'm sorry.
All
the guys.
Have a good day. Out of my well, day.
See you later.
Next
bye-bye.
Time you do that design, just write in there, the Las Vegas Kings.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I'm sorry you're not an artist.
Yes.
That you can't work in 100-degree weather.
It's just ducky in here today, though. I mean,
nice.
They didn't just fix it. They really fixed it. They fixed it so much, and we're running it so much today, I think we're going to break it again.
Cool. It was funny.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I wonder if Don and Mike played any jarts while they were out.
Jarts.
That's what we did every single day. You've just taken out the entire show context today. You've taken out all of the content out of the show, and you've taken it out of context. Yes, that's all we did was play jarts. How'd you know?
Because I'm a huge jart fan myself.
Right.
Do you ever play the kind of jart game where you play it like football? Like touch football?
Oh, yeah, that's the only way I play it.
Okay, good. You run out for a pass and the guy plays the quarterback.
I have a serious passion for a jart.
Yeah, you know, every time that I threw a jart, I imagined that it was coming down in the head of one of our dumb listeners the first day that they call that we get back from vacation.
Right in the top, right in the crown, just straight down, right into the cerebral cortex.
Kerplunk.
Just right there.
Yeah.
And one of those deals where the jart cracks the skull and goes so deep into the brain that the person has about a 5-second moment where they freeze and they,
yeah,
you know, like in the movies, uh-huh, where they just go,
and then they actually split in half.
Yeah, that's the only way it happens.
Yeah, of course. You've agreed with everything we said.
I'm experienced with that.
Seems to be your strategy,
uh-huh,
F State.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Right.
Yes, sir. Nice. Look at me.
Yes,
I called somebody at F State.
Yes.
We haven't been on the air for 15 minutes. I called somebody at F State.
He deserves it.
Yeah, he does.
Am I the first charge caller?
Yeah, you're the first Jarts caller. Congratulations.
Yes, well, I like the Jarts. I like the Jarts.
Okay, you said that now.
Well, that's what I called.
That's good. Now,
okay,
you said it and you called about
job
it.
Gotcha.
You really woke up a Jart passion the last couple of weeks is all.
Gotcha, dude.
Okay.
Out of passion.
Bye-bye, yeah, dude.
All right, fellas.
I'm almost ready to go back to all the people that are at my beach house.
You know, you can actually combine Jarts with the slip and slide and have a really good game that way, too.
Or nude Jarts.
Nude, uh-huh, slip and slide Jarts.
There you go.
You get yourself some Crisco,
mm-hmm,
and you know you got a party.
That's right.
You can move the slip and slide indoors if you get Crisco.
You got a twister at the end of it.
A party in your pants.
It's National Nude Recreation Week, so that's perfect.
And it's nothing elaborate. What it is just sliding across the slip and slide, uh-huh, and then playing twister all the while jarts are raining down on you.
You need about 100 jarts.
And we throw the jarts, incidentally, from the top of our building at you.
And that's both instantly fatal if you get hit by one of the jarts, and also very difficult to, you know, to hit you. It's that's what makes it a sport.
Most people throw the jarts, they're standing on the ground and they throw them up in the air.
Right.
We stand on top of our building and throw them down.
Hurl them.
With the pointed edge, uh-huh, headed towards.
Just like you're playing darts in a bar.
Right.
That's right.
Same exact thing. And yet, I shouldn't say they're always fatal. You know, sometimes you just get a very serious flesh wound.
Maiming.
That's one of our JARP models there.
All right, so here's where we stand. Yeah. We got like a million calls from every booger eater in the world,
mm-hmm,
that wants to just say hello or just say,
right.
You know, we can do that.
Or say, I work in the heat.
We certainly have our weekend and our vacation stuff to talk about.
I would think.
I know you went to Disney World, and I know that you had your 30th high school reunion.
Yep.
I myself, just listen to some of these highlights from this vacation from hell. I called a vacation too many people. I've had this vacation before.
Mm-hmm.
I know I talked about it before,
yeah,
but it's weird how it's creeped up on me again.
Too many
people. My God, I've got my kid with a broken nose.
That's the one I'm curious about.
I've got kidney stones. I've got damage to my property. Guy ran over my fence. I got two air conditioners that broke again. I got relatives walking in on me in the nude.
Oh,
I've got my girlfriend's mother. And,
you in the nude or your relatives?
Me. Me, Mike.
Wrong answer. You should have said both.
Everybody.
Both.
Me.
Hi.
I got a lot to get to. I'm glad to be back to get this out.
Good.
I'm glad to
purge yourself.
I'm glad to be back to get away from my vacation.
it was too much togetherness. You needed an escape.
Too much.
You know, at the hotel sign, I guess, never leaves my front door.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how it worked out for the 2 weeks that we were off. Before we left, I had my college son,
yes,
back at home. He came back with his gal pal. They spent 2 weeks with us.
Hmm.
They spent a week before we went on vacation. Then the first week we were on vacation,
okay,
was with them.
So that covers the halfway mark of your break.
Now, it's nice to have them around, but why not add to that my girlfriend's brother and his girlfriend and their kid?
Wow.
Why not?
Their 10-year-old.
See, right there, you've already you've already tipped the scales as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Over the
limit. So we're talking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're talking 7 people,
yeah,
already.
Their 10-year-old, who incidentally, God bless him, Damon, was with us for 4 days and did not have one bowel movement.
Do you mean Damien?
No, his name is Damon.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were using a fictitious name.
For travel will mess you up.
No, his name is, did I say Damien?
No, you said Damon, but I thought you might have meant Damien.
Yeah.
No, well. He's sweet. I was just worried about the boy's bowels.
Constipation issue? Well, that's not good at that age.
Apparently, it's the way he is.
Now, is this the same kid that you took to breakfast one morning when you were up in Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is an ongoing problem because you've mentioned this before.
Yeah, it's part of his makeup, and you know, that's one thing when you're
genetic makeup.
There's a nice medical explanation right there. Well, it's the way he is.
Everybody's different.
Here's the deal. You're on vacation. It's my girlfriend's brother and his girlfriend. They've been together for a long time, and they got a kid. They're very happy. They're parents of this kid. They're good parents.
You say they're boyfriend and girlfriend, and they have a kid?
Is it That's right, Mike.
One of those hippie things?
Oh!
Is it one of those Hollywood, like, Kurt Russell deals?
He was conceived in a VW van.
Very good.
In a VW bus.
I'm all for that.
Maybe that's why.
I'm all for that, especially now the Pope is turning the mass back to Latin.
Anyway, the kid doesn't BM. He just does not BM.
That's
he goes for days and days.
Well, it's got to be bothersome for him.
It was driving Janet and I nuts, but you can't say anything because it's not your kid.
Right.
He's like proud of the fact. Not proud of the fact. It's just you can walk up and go, hey, hi, Damon. Did you go to the bathroom today? Nope. When's the last time you went to the bathroom? You know, number two.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Sunday. It was like Wednesday. And it's not like the boy doesn't eat.
Is this? I got so many questions.
I know.
This.
Yeah. That's just one of my topics.
Is that him? Like, did you ask it? Did he always? I'm wondering whether was this what he was. It seems to be. This is what he's known for.
He's okay though. I mean,
he's famous for this.
See, and in a way, you're right. Because if you're asking him that out of the blue, he said, "Nope, not last Sunday." It sounds like he's proud of it.
And now you can't say this when family and friends are sitting at the table and you're on vacation. You can't say, you know, why don't you just hold the kid down and make him eat some prunes to make it come out, you know. But the mom and dad are, you know, they sit there and they go, oh, that's our boy.
Just not really that phased.
No, his eyes used to be blue, now they're brown.
But his health, they're not concerned medically for him.
They don't appear to be.
Huh. They don't appear to be.
They don't appear to be, Mike.
I understand this. There's no need for you to pursue this any further.
No.
I mean, it really is not your child.
As long as the boy was okay.
But if it was your son, you would be more concerned.
If he was my son, I imagine that,
You'd have him in an ER.
He'd be pooping like his old man. He'd be knowing the beautiful experience that a perfect bowel movement can be.
But if he went the whole vacation without it, I guess that last 12 hours he was there, you were hoping it would continue. Because who wants to clean up after that?
Yeah, you don't want to be there.
No, send him on home before that happens.
But you know more than anybody else, Rob. You know how the old digestive system works. Just because you've waited 12 days doesn't mean you're necessarily going to let it all go at once.
Well, you're almost going to have to.
Might come out like rabbits, though.
One thing that Janet said, I don't think, like horse, I think. Like horse poop.
Well, I've been there when I've been constipated, and sometimes the very beginning of that is little rabbit pellets.
He's a little boy. I saw all the stuff he ate.
Yeah.
That would be a
What was he eating?
Everything.
Everything?
You know, kid stuff. Everything like fruit roll-ups and stuff like that. And
what are we having for breakfast, Uncle Don? Well, today we're going to have some oatmeal and little tiny pieces of chocolate.
I know that Janet would say to him, Damon, don't forget, if you finally go to the bathroom and you plug out the toilet, you're going to have to use the plunger.
Well, that's terrible to give that. Who said this?
No wonder
my girlfriend.
Go.
Janet said. Well,
I'm glad she did.
No, she's stigmatizing.
Yeah. No,
to a child who's bound up.
No. The kid isn't bound up. This is the way the kid lives his life.
He chooses not to go?
Yes.
Well, you can only hold that for so long.
That's terrible, too.
Yes, I agree. What did I tell you? That's why I like being on the radio and not being in real life in this instance. Every day I'm sitting there going, and I said to Janet, kid, but if he was my kid, I'd make him sit until he craps.
Really bothered you.
Damon, sit down. We're going to watch a whole bunch of scary movies. You ever seen The Exorcist, Damon?
Boom.
No.
Do you think maybe he's not going because you guys are making kind of a deal of it?
Listen, I've seen this kid three times in 2 years. He can't be putting on any show for me.
You think he's doing it, but you're saying he's doing it by choice.
He's proud of this?
Yes.
He's proud of holding it.
And not that he's proud of it. It's just the way he is. And
just the way
it comes up in conversation because you know that he's a little boy that doesn't go to the bathroom. So you see him and you go, hi, Damon, how you doing? You go to the bathroom recently? Nope. I mean, we took him out one night, and seriously, I got the boy. We went to Buxy's in Ocean City and got him an old-style Pittsburgh salad which is a Pittsburgh steak salad with blue cheese and olives and all of this stuff and lots of lettuce, and then gave him French fries. And it was like, I said, you wait. He is going to be a poop machine. Not a thing.
Bran muffins and coffee, that didn't help.
Well, not a thing.
Well, the main question I have is whether this is physiological or psychological.
Is it just when he's traveling?
No, it's all the time.
All the time?
It's all the time.
Because I do know of people that won't go anywhere but their home.
Right.
You know what you might want to do? You know, and you're not supposed to do this with a 10-year-old, but you just stock him up full of coffee. About coffee, give him like six to eight cups of coffee and then give him a cigarette. And no one can resist that.
What could it hurt?
Be like a silo opening
up. It would be
like
amazing.
One of our missile silos opening
up. Let the precocious lad handle himself after that.
Yeah. All right, I don't know. So I hadn't planned to spend this much time talking about little Damon, but he was there. And so then you've got my son and his girlfriend. They're there. Then these other people come. And then when my son leaves to go and spend a week at my house.
Knocking you down to five.
We have Janet's mom and her nephew, Danny, showing up.
That's back up to seven again.
Yes. But then now Bart and his girlfriend have left. Mm-hmm. And then Tom and Kim and Damon, they leave.
Okay.
So then it's just me.
Four.
It's just me and my girlfriend and her mom. And the kid is like the sister's kid.
How old is the kid? How old is the new kid?
This other kid, Danny Noonan.
he's older.
I am 13.
Danny.
Something like that.
Does he go to the bathroom regularly? Yeah, there comes an age where you don't
all
ask
all the time,
that.
I believe, Mike. All the time, I think.
There comes an age when you don't ask that question.
Right.
So anyway, I know this is kind of disjointed. I'm all over the place. So that's how it worked out.
I'm enjoying it so far.
It was two to begin with, then three more, then two more. Now, after my son left, after the first week of our vacation, he came back to Virginia. We were in Ocean City, Maryland, at our beach house there. He comes back to our house in suburban Virginia, and I trust him for a week.
Sure.
Because he's 22.
All grown up.
Yeah, the days of having the wild high school parties are probably over.
And I say to him, you know, make sure that house is as clean as when we left, blah, 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 blah. Give him a thousand lectures about it. And at one point he calls and he says, during the week, this was last week, he said, hey, Pop, it's kind of hot upstairs. The thermostat says it's almost 80 degrees upstairs. And I said, well, you know, it's probably because we have a lot of big open areas in our living room, these big, gigantic cathedral ceilings.
Right.
Said, it's the sun coming in. Don't worry about it. Well, we got back home, and when we got back home on Sunday, opened the door to my house, and it was like somebody opened up Don Rickles' underpants.
Wow.
After the smell of death?
Yeah. After someone had said to him, like, can you run half a mile?
Oh, my God.
It was a collection of, he left all the food in the refrigerator that he didn't eat. So there were, like, chicken thighs that had been meant for him to cook.
Uh-huh. Even in a refrigerated state, they're going to age.
Also, you have all the food that he'd eaten all week that he just kept putting into the trash compactor.
Oh, no.
Now, under normal circumstances, that would be okay.
But the air conditioning.
But you follow that up with, as soon as you walk through the door and you get that smell of, oh, my God, what is this? The next thing is, how effing hot is it in here? We walked into the house, and it was over 100 degrees on the bottom level of my house.
The warmer upstairs, man.
Oh, my God. Had he left any foodstuffs in the garbage?
Yes.
In the garbage can itself?
In the compactor, which is in the kitchen, and of course.
Oh, that's right. See, you get me confused when you say that. You got one of those little, 1970s machines that crunches the trash.
Righto.
Oh, God.
So between the stuff that was in the refrigerator and keep
in
mind.
And that's the main source of odor, right?
Yes. Well, when we opened the refrigerator, that food had gone bad as well. The thing is, it had just been kept inside the refrigerator.
So that let out.
Opening the refrigerator is like opening the next door to death. So I'm like, oh my God, I just had this air conditioner replaced. I've had such bad luck with air conditioners.
True.
I had the one at the beach that went out before we went on vacation.
I remember that.
Then I had this one, which went out a couple of years ago, but I've got one of those two-level things, so there's two separate units.
Right.
And way back, like a year and a half ago when the first one broke down, they said to me, you know, it would probably be smart just to upgrade and put the second unit in now.
Mm-hmm.
But I, like everybody in that situation, said, You know what?
Poo-poo.
I got a good feeling about that.
Poo-poo.
Well, I didn't have such a good feeling about that. It was hot as hell, and while Rob was trying to explain to me yesterday how hot it was in the studio, you know, I'm standing there, literally, here's a nice picture, wearing just a pair of mesh shorts and
mesh.
Nothing else. Ooh. And just sweating.
Mesh shorts.
They're breezy.
Sweating my balls off.
And you don't mean mesh like the tight weave you would see in gymnasiums. You're talking about fishnet, right? Those are the kind of
large
shorts
holes.
And they're shorty shorts like Larry Bird used to wear.
How
that's
dare you?
The kind of mesh.
How dare you not mention that to me when I called you? We could have talked longer.
Rob says, you know, it's incredibly hot in the studio. And I'm like, hey, listen, Einstein. You know, it's incredibly hot everywhere in my house. I'm down with this. I get this. So it took 2 days of just absolute ball-busting work for these guys to get that stuff done. So I thank them very much for that.
It's on them.
It's on.
Good.
Everything is on. People are still around, though. My son has gone back to college. The people with the boy that doesn't poop, they've gone back to Pittsburgh. Janet's mom and Danny Noonan are still here.
Oh, they are.
They are currently at the beach. The good news for me is that they'll be joining me to spend a week with me next week.
A week?
A whole week with us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of time.
Oh, my goodness.
And that reminds me, you know what I forgot? Anybody out there that always calls with all those super fantastic, hey, if you ever want a White House tour, give me a call.
Yeah.
I need one of those people to call me real bad.
Oh, you lucky devil. You're going to do the whole tourist thing.
I'm not.
Oh, you're not. Hey, that's right. You palm it off on somebody else. If you get the upgraded tour, you don't have to tag along. Of course, you don't have to tag along anyway.
I'm not going
to
go in any case. I'm just trying to get stuff for them to do.
Right. It's tourist season in Washington.
Oh, they're out here. Jesus Christ. And my kid had a broken nose. Yeah. And
how did that happen?
What happened?
Oh, well, that was when we got kicked out of Speed World.
What?
Yeah.
First of all, what is Speed World?
Speed World is a part of the Jolly Roger amusement park, Mike.
Park's closed. Moose out front should have told you.
It's where you Roger. Can drive go-karts, and you can actually even drive a little tiny Formula One cars.
Really?
Where you have to.
How fast do they go?
Way too fast enough for us to get kicked out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like the little Formula One cars.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Let me just start.
Yeah, please.
Let me start. This whole vacation, it happened. It began on Friday. The Friday that we did our last show before we took off, Janet called me during a break. She was down at Ocean City where we had the problem with the mold in the house, getting that fixed. And she said, you're not going to believe this. They took care of the black mold. Uh-huh. And you know the guy that lives behind us? I said, yeah, kind of. I see him and wave to him. She said, his girlfriend just drove their pickup truck in reverse through our fence in the backyard. And his pickup truck literally has the fence 1 inch from, again, the air conditioning unit.
Seems everything's drawing towards the air conditioning. You have bad luck with air conditioners.
I don't know why it is. I love air conditioning. I love air conditioning almost as much as I love TV.
Except this one here is humming right now.
That's a good
the one in the studio is humming. I mean, nice. Really, it's like, you know, I feel like I'm on a king crab boat.
So these people at the beach, they backed up a pickup truck, and I have one of those fences that's made of super polymer, high-tech plastic made to look like
wood.
Yeah. And
so it's white?
Yeah, and the good thing about it is it's about 5 feet tall, and it's not supposed to break.
Is it a privacy fence?
Yeah, it really doesn't, and it just bent over and over, and it was like the car went into reverse into the fence, and I guess when the car had gone literally about 3 feet up the back of the fence and started to push it back towards the air conditioning unit, they realized they had done something wrong.
Oops.
Probably that panic mode where you put it into reverse instead of drive.
Yeah, so it was dealing with that. On the vacation, and then we got that done, and I thought, you know what? Let's have some fun. Let's go to Speed World.
Good idea.
Speed World sounds like a blast.
Now, this is great because you can drive. You get into these little go-karts. They've got, like, little NASCAR go-karts, and they've got, like, kiddie ones, and they've got middle ones, and then they've got ones that just kick ass. They go so fast.
Oh, see, that would be fantastic. I want to go for the fastest one.
So it was Janet and Bart and Bart's girlfriend and myself, and we were racing, and we were having a great time on all of the tracks. And you get to a point.
Speed World.
Even when you're driving these little go-karts and you're strapped in and everything, you really get caught up in this BS NASCAR.
Yeah. Well, it's become so popular now, everybody can identify with it.
Like, as we're running towards these go-karts, go-karts that have little tops on them, that you hard tops that you pull, you jump into the thing and you pull the hard top over you. And
really, so they're really like little cars.
Like little cars. And I was screaming, you know, I want Tony Stewart's car.
Like, and they're painted like NASCAR?
Just like.
Oh. We're such idiots.
Well, it's impossible when you're driving this thing not to want to do what they do on NASCAR.
Like push a guy into the turn?
Like, for instance, if you're coming into a turn.
You want to give him a little tap, 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 boogity, boogity, boogity.
You're coming into a turn, a left-hand turn, and you're going towards, you're running on the bottom run of the track.
Right.
And someone, in this case, happens to be your son, is trying to cut you off.
Oh. Is your son getting a little too high? Is he getting a little too much height into the corner or whatever they call it?
I was on the bottom, making the left-hand turn.
It's where you want to be.
He tried to cut me off and cut in front of me.
Oh, not good.
What I did was I just, like a ramming vehicle,
yeah,
just pushed through.
Did you clip him?
Did I clip him?
You ran right into him.
This thing.
Deboned him.
This thing makes his car go round and round and round.
He spins out?
Oh, my God, he spins out.
Wonderful. Oh, I got to go to this place.
So they shut down. They got the big thing. Woo, 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 woo. They shut the thing down. Mm-hmm. And some pimply-faced kid comes over and yells at us and says, you got to leave Speed World. You drove the cars too fast.
That's right.
We're taking away your day of fun pass. No, you got worries. You know, you'll never be allowed here again.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, they really read you the riot? What do you mean you're going too fast? I mean, no. They don't. You shouldn't be able to go to. I mean, they're go-karts. They're limited.
But you're out there with little kids. I mean, I understand what you're saying. You're out there with. There's like 20 cars going at once.
Right.
And even though they're going like a little faster than your fastest lawnmower.
You don't need to explain it because I can picture you.
You know,
I know exactly what you would do when you get in there like a maniac.
You get competitive. You know, and it's like my son bumped me a couple of times. Bumped Janet a couple of times.
Do they have the big like rule billboard that's says no bumping and all that?
No bumping. Anyway, we'd done it. So we get kicked out of there. And we're leaving and going, ha ha. And Bart said, I want to go into the mirror maze. I said, well, you know what? Here's $2. Knock yourself out, numbskull. So,
he pulled an Uncle Mike.
So he walked into the mirror maze. Uh-huh. Now, this is a pretty self-explanatory. It's a maze full of mirrors, uh-huh, and it's inside a gigantic plexiglass box.
Okay.
So if you are not inside the maze.
Was that before or after you saw the bearded lady? Like it's like all that stuff down there.
There's nothing like Ocean City.
Come on, see the amazing fat woman.
So you can go into the maze and have your friends and family in air-conditioned comfort watch you from behind plexiglass walls.
And hilarity ensues.
Right, because you see people like walking into their own reflections.
Right.
Anyway, at one point, my genius son sees Janet and I about 20 yards away, and we're in the little area where you can watch. Uh-huh. There is clearly a sheet of plexiglass between us and where he is.
Uh-oh.
Clearly.
And he's not leading with his hands, I take it.
He comes barreling through, talking to his girlfriend, moving his head, la, 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 and boom, and down goes Bart. Down goes Bart.
Oh.
He gets up. And he's got a bloody nose like you would not believe.
Well, they bleed. They bleed a little bit.
And then the good people at Jolly Roger, who just an hour earlier had tossed us out of Speed World,
right,
were offering us all-day passes with the prayer that we wouldn't sue because my son has a broken nose from walking into a piece of plexiglass.
Did he wake up in the morning with the black eyes?
Yes, he did.
Oh, wow. Boy.
We had to take him to the doctor, and they had to do the whole.
Oh, well, that's good. I know from somebody who never had it done. I'm glad they did that.
The whole, like, move it back in thing.
Oh, boy, that's a little painful.
At least you got your day of fun back.
And blood, blood, blood. Was he wearing a white T-shirt?
At that point, no T-shirt. Nothing more attractive. Just wearing his swimming trunks. Run around in swimming trunks.
At Jolly Roger?
Jolly Roger, you can't beat him, Mike.
Let's go to Jolly Roger because they got Speed World.
32nd Street at Ocean City at Coastal Highway.
Jolly Roger Nude Amusement Park and the Nude Mirror Maze.
Break your nose, get a free pass, all day fun.
But they had a real problem when Bart went down, and we were kind of serious about it at first.
Well, of course, if he's bleeding.
Because I see him go down, and I was standing outside this maze, and I went kind of nuts. Jan and I were running around trying to get in. I said, my kid just fell down. And they come over with all of the security, you know, and that's a joke to call it security.
They use acne, don't they? Acne Security. Uh-huh. It's not, not. I'm not talking about what you used to see in the Roadrunner cartoon.
No, no, it's A-C-N-E.
This is acne.
Very young.
Acne Security.
You are reading my mind. Anyway, a boy who I'm sure had, if he had one pubic hair, he had one pubic hair.
Yeah, we're here from Acne Security, sir.
He came running over and he got on his little Nextel walkie-talkie. And the next thing you know, the same high school dropout that threw us out of Speed World had to put on his manager of the Mirror Maze hat and came over and had to then...
Kind of an East German theme park, isn't
had,
it?
Had to apologize and actually was the guy was really sweet because even though he had just kicked us out, he wasn't a jerk when he kicked us
out. Right,
right. And when he came back over and he saw that it was us, he went, oh. And he came up and he said, dude, like, you can't sue. You just can't sue.
Wow.
You know, I mean, he could not have been more upfront. I said,
right.
We're not going to sue. My son shouldn't have walked into that wall. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Okay, man, listen. Here are your passes for Speed World.
Did you go back to Speed World?
After he got his nose fixed. Yes, we did. You bet.
That's the spirit.
You bet.
You didn't let them defeat you.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
No, we had a good time.
Yeah, Speed World, time. Jolly Roger. Were there any other activities at the theme park that caused any bodily harm?
No, not at the theme park.
Did you do bumper cars? I guess bumper cars after you've done Speed World.
Listen, once you've driven
right
in the number 20 go-kart and you've wiped out your son.
Did you play my favorite game at the beach? My favorite game is the carnival game where you roll the balls into the holes to make the horse go faster.
Mm-mm.
That's my all-time favorite game.
Whack-a-mole.
If I could, I would install one in my house, but I don't know how to acquire it. You know what I'm talking about, right? Not whack-a-mole.
No, Buzz. I know.
No. It's like a horse racing game.
Yeah, or it can be a horse, or it can be a rabbit, or it can be anything like that. What's that?
It can be boats.
It can be boats, too. Did you play that at all?
No,
I didn't. You don't do that.
No,
okay.
I didn't. Right. When we come back, I didn't mean to be dismissive about that.
That's okay. I mean, you've outgrown it. You're at Speed World now.
Yeah. Did you play my favorite carnival game?
What's that?
Where you roll the balls to make Damon go to the bathroom.
Oh, it's the Damon BM game.
Yes. Two tickets.
All the balls are brown.
You know, there are a lot of businesses in Ocean City that dig our show.
Yeah.
Again, we were sitting in Tequila Mockingbird,
mm-hmm.
Nice restaurant.
Great place.
On the bottom of every menu, it says, listen to Don and Mike on 95.9.
That's awfully nice of them. That's right. Very nice of them.
And then I was too embarrassed to go in, but at one point we stopped at Billy's Sub Shop.
Okay.
And when Janet ran in to pick up our food, she came out and she said,
how is my first wife anyway? Did you say hi for me? I set her up in that business.
She looks nice in a hairnet, Mike.
She's doing well. I said, really, you know, after the alimony's over, you're going to have to start your own business.
She let herself go just a little bit.
Oh, really?
Just
well,
a little bit.
If you were looking at meatball subs all day, wouldn't you do the same thing?
But her mustache is beautiful.
That's good. It's wonderful. That's delightful. So what happened to Billy Sub?
Besides your ex-wife? No, Janet goes in this joint and she says that they've got behind the counter, or right as you check out, a giant bottle of absinthe.
Ooh.
That says, Don or Mike, come in and claim your bottle of absinthe.
Oh, that is very cool.
So, you know, she said, go in and get it.
That's got to feel good.
And I was like, yeah, I know. It's flattering, but I said, no, what am I going to do? Like, I'm the king of Ocean City. Hello.
Well, you are.
I have conquered Speed World now. Give me the booze.
I've just come from Jolly Roger. I did not play the horsey game with the rolling balls.
Hi, Mike, ex-wife.
Give me my bottle. Okay.
All right, let's do this now, and we'll be happier for it later.
Mm-hmm.
Be right back,
good
everybody.
Stuff.
This is the Don and Mike Show.